On a recent Saturday afternoon, Jamil Bangura greets a young man who's shown up at his office in Dakar.
Come on, ça va? Well.
Bangura is the president and founder of Senegal's oldest LGBT organization. The previous night, he'd talked on the phone to the man who told him he was 23 years old and has been sleeping outside since he was kicked out of his family home the week before. In the office, Bangura asked what happened. Sitting on a sofa, the young man looks down at his hands and starts talking. He says he'd invited another man over late one night. They'd locked the bedroom door, but his older brother had the key and opened the door and surprised the two men naked. The man says his father told him to leave. Since then, the man's been sleeping out on the streets. He says he has nowhere to go, no money. Bangura deals with this kind of situation regularly. Young men come to him after they've been kicked out by their families who found out they're gay. He tries to find them temporary housing and a way to get back on their feet. But that's not easy to do here without family. In Senegal, even if you have a job, you often depend on your family for housing and other financial support. And that means you play by their rules. In Senegal, if you're too feminine, people will say right away that you're homosexual, says Chris. That's not his real name. He's 21 years old, from the city of Kaolack, a four-hour drive south of Dakar. He pays attention to everything about himself in order to avoid problems. You need to spend time in public with men and women, he says, and be careful about not walking too feminine or wearing too sexy clothes. Now, this isn't a unique situation for Senegalese homosexuals, feeling the need to stay hidden from family and friends who reject you. But Senegal also criminalizes homosexual acts. The penal code prohibits what it calls acts against nature between members of the same sex. The law reflects the culture. Homosexuality is rejected by Islam, the predominant religion in the country, and most Senegalese consider homosexuality to be an affront to the social order. Chris says he hides the fact that he's gay from his family because they won't understand. He's also thinking about his mother. I don't want people saying, look at her son, he's like that, he says. I don't want to cause her that kind of stress. Until about 10 years ago, Chris might have been able to be a little less vigilant. Senegalese tend to be tolerant of others if they live their private lives discreetly. But a string of high-profile arrests starting in 2008 brought homosexuality into the public awareness in a way that it hadn't been before.
From that year, 2008, it was very difficult to work around that issue because it was the burning point.
Innocent Laison is the director of Afrikaso, a continent-wide HIV-AIDS network based in Dakar. Before 2008, there had already developed something of a tacit recognition in Senegal of homosexuals, or at least of gay men, this in the context of the AIDS epidemic. Senegal has worked to successfully lower the prevalence of HIV in its population to under 1%, but the rate has always been higher among gay men. Today, it hovers just under 20%. By the early 2000s, Laison said it became clear that gay men and other so-called vulnerable groups had to be recognized.
It's important, if really we want to end AIDS, to focus on the need of vulnerable people.
Groups like Afrikaso were tasked with finding gay men, or MSMs, men who have sex with men, to organize them in order to reach others and get them tested and treated for HIV. Laison says that even if it wasn't the intention, this was Senegal's first step towards building a gay rights movement.
When you accept that we have targeted such MSM, that means you accept that they exist. That's why you will invest on them.
That's how Jamil Bangura came to found Prudence, the country's first LGBT organization, in 2003. The goal was to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS, but over the years, Bangura's realized that health and basic human rights can't be separated. Back at Bangura's office, the young man who was caught with another man in his room and has been kicked out of the house says he's tired and hungry, has nowhere to go. Bangura tells him they're going to find a solution. Outside on the street in front of the office, he says the first priority is finding a room for the man. This is a crucial moment in his life. He's probably not living with HIV now, says Bangura. But if we don't act, by next month or the month after, the result will probably be positive. because without a job or a place to live, this young man could turn to prostitution just to survive. As gay men started organizing around HIV and AIDS, they started becoming more visible. Then, in February 2008, a tabloid magazine printed photos of a so-called gay wedding that had been held 2 years before outside of Dakar. Police arrested several of the men in the photos, though they were then released without being charged. But the photos were reprinted in other media, and they struck a nerve. Religious groups took up the cause, saying Senegal was being too lax on homosexuals. People became hyper-aware, singling out gay people in the street, denouncing them to the police. And on December 19th, 2008, the police came to Diadji Diouf's door. It was around 6 or 7 p.m., recalls Diouf. They rang the bell. The officers asked for him by name. Diouf is the head of another LGBT organization, Aide Senegal. He says the police told him, "We're told that you're a homosexual." He then answered, "What kind of question is that? And even if I were, what's the problem if it's inside my apartment?" He says the police officers told him he had no right to answer that way. And, as he puts it, that's when everything started. The handcuffs, the insults, baton blows. Diouf and eight others who were in the apartment with him that evening were arrested. They were put on trial and convicted under Senegal's law prohibiting acts against nature. Diouf received an 8-year prison sentence for being homosexual. He only served 4 months of it, though. The case was thrown out on appeal. But the arrest and trial pushed him out into the spotlight. He had previously been working with the gay community on AIDS prevention, but he worked in the shadows. The arrest outed him to his family, and he says his time in prison turned him into an activist for gay rights beyond public health. But today, gay rights continue to be voiced in the same framework of public health. LGBT groups are still officially working on AIDS prevention and treatment, and this leaves little room for lesbians. Homosexual women don't have the same risks in terms of HIV as men, says Ndeye Kebe, the head of Sourire de Femme, Senegal's only lesbian rights group. As a result, gay women are not taken into account into HIV programs. She considers herself a feminist. Lesbian rights are women's rights, she says. And yet she's had trouble connecting with women's rights groups in Senegal. They don't want to touch homosexuality, she says. Heterosexual women don't want to include homosexual women in their networks. The public didn't pay much attention to lesbians until 2013, when 5 women who were celebrating a birthday in a Dakar restaurant were arrested, another high-profile case that made the news. Since that arrest, people have been paying attention, says Kebe. And now, like men, gay women need to be careful. They have to style their hair right or make sure to wear feminine clothing. She herself is wearing a blue dress and matching headscarf. Nearby, Nash, not her real name, says she would dress like a man if she could. I'd wear suits and do up my hair in dreadlocks, she says, but she doesn't. The 27-year-old has a girlfriend, but she lives with her family and is supported by them, so she can't afford for them to know she's a lesbian. They won't accept it. They are supporting me, she says. I can't support myself. Women, she says, have it harder than men. If a girl is kicked out of her house and she sleeps outside, she risks being raped, she says. A man can find odd jobs more easily, stay at a friend's place without too much suspicion. Nash keeps her sexuality hidden. She wears feminine clothes, sees her girlfriend in secret once every couple of months. This is the reality for Senegalese homosexuals today, and rights activists are working in that context, acknowledging and even respecting the reality of Senegalese culture, though also insisting on individual rights. Diadji Diouf says there's one good thing that came out of his arrest and the violence that started in 2008. It raised awareness and debates, he said. People now know that homosexuality exists, whatever they think about it. People say that homosexuality isn't African, not Senegalese, he says, referring to an argument used by his detractors. That's why Africans, Senegalese, must do their own activism in our own way. We know the context better than anyone. Culture isn't something to be ignored, says Ndeye Kebe. Culture is fundamental, she says. If you tell a Senegalese person not to eat Tchibou Dien, Senegal's national fish rice dish, there'll be problems. We also say, though, that culture is just cultural, she adds. We must try to change people's minds, take what's good about the culture and use it, and try to perfect that which needs to be perfected. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Dakar, Senegal. Reporting for this piece was made possible by a grant from the International Reporting Project.